Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
The kids are learning from home, so why are the school buses on the road?
A Tucker man is killed in his own home. Do police have a suspect?
And who or what was waiting for a Decula woman while she opened her front door?
It's all coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
It pays to know your doctor, it pays to know your lawyer, and more than ever, to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Glenn Drake with Drake Realty, with 7 offices in Metro Atlanta, including 2 right here in Cobb County. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They're pushing for the best price and terms for their clients. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates that we've seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, upgrade, downsize, or a new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Glenn Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's how the deal sets up your future.
It's Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. I'm your host, Darren Sutherland.
And I'm Amanda Lee. The Gwinnett Daily Post podcast is your thrice weekly look at what's going on in your county, brought to you by the BG Podcast Network. But before we get to today's headlines, here's a quick look at today in history.
In 1909, the first race was held at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Our 42nd president, Bill Clinton, was born on this day in 1946.
And John Wesley Hardin, one of the bloodiest killers of the Old West, is killed in a saloon in El Paso in 1895. And here's what's making the news today.
You might notice a little extra traffic as the Gwinnett County school buses begin practicing their routes today. They're preparing to begin transporting students who've opted for in-class learning starting August 26th. The district has announced several procedures to help protect students and staff, including twice daily cleaning and disinfecting of all buses.
One Gwinnett school bus driver got a huge surprise when she answered her front door Monday morning. Michelle Bourdonnais of Decula was expecting a visitor from the bug guy when she heard the knock on the door. Instead, she found two members of the Gwinnett Rotary Club with balloons, flowers, and a check for $500. All in celebration for being chosen as this year's Rotary Club of Gwinnett Hidden Hero Award winner. Congratulations, Michelle!
The award is handed out by the club annually to a bus driver who goes above and beyond to help students and the broader community. Traditionally, the award is given out at a meeting of the county's bus drivers held before the beginning of each school year. Want to find out why Michelle was chosen as this year's Hidden Hero? Go to GwinnettDailyPost.com and check out Kurt Yeoman's great article.
A local teen makes statewide news for all the wrong reasons.
And a $20 kitchen tool could prevent you from food poisoning. Find out how coming up
on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
This is Jay and Lewis with Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, why is crawl space encapsulation so important to homeowners?
Well, Jay, crawl space encapsulation improves indoor air quality, controls humidity, and saves energy, lowering their utility cost. It also helps reduce musty, moldy odors, and did I mention it makes your home more energy efficient?
What should homeowners look for in an encapsulation contractor, Lewis?
This particular job is difficult to do correctly. Make sure your contractor uses material designed specifically for encapsulation. It cannot be done correctly with plastic and caulk from the hardware store.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG now.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Now. A teenager from Gwinnett County is the second youngest COVID-19 reported death in the state, according to the Georgia Department of Public Health last week. The 15-year-old male is one of four Georgians under the age of 20 to die from the disease. Not much information about the teen was released by the state, other than that he had no underlying conditions or diseases. As of this recording, there have been 21,665 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Gwinnett County and 290 deaths.
Gwinnett County Police believe a Tucker man found dead in his home early Monday morning was killed by his wife. Officers were called to the home on Preston Lake Drive shortly after 1 a.m. When questioned by homicide detectives, the man's wife admitted to stabbing her husband during a domestic incident in their home. No criminal charges have been filed yet, and the identity of the couple is being withheld until next of kin is notified.
More than 48 million cases of foodborne illness occurs in the U.S. each year, and many of those could be avoided just by properly using a food thermometer at home. So why don't more home cooks use them? Gary Crawford with USDA has the story.
Your phone didn't ring, but suddenly a voice comes out of the speaker, with the background music too.
You are being considered for participation in a highly important government experiment. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, cook turkey burgers while being observed and recorded in special test kitchens.
Ooh, wow.
This message will now self-destruct.
Uh-oh. Whoa, and so it began. About 18 months ago, 383 test subjects were put into kitchens armed with the latest technology, including food thermometers. Investigators wanted to know if they would use those thermometers, and if so, would they use them correctly to avoid undercooking those turkey patties and avoid causing possible sickness from consuming those patties. Because the
only real safe way to know that your food is fully cooked and it's killed any potential germs that could cause foodborne illness is if you use a food thermometer.
This is Crystal Oconta with the Agriculture Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service. So let's set this experiment up. We've got 383 people in the study. Before they went in to cook the turkey burgers, about 200 of them got to see an instructional video all about using food thermometers. The other 182 or so did not see the video. So into the kitchens, and what happened?
75% of the people that saw the food safety video actually used the food thermometer that was placed in the kitchen, compared to only 34% in the control group. So that's a very significant difference.
But that still means 25% of the people who saw the video didn't use the thermometer at all. Some of those 75% who did not quite use the thermometer in the recommended way, but at least they tried. But I imagine most of us who are listening to this have not seen a video on food thermometer use, so let's see what happened with the 182 who didn't see the video of that group.
About 122 people did not use a food thermometer.
So that leaves 60 people who at least tried to use the thermometer, but out of that 60...
only about 23% put it in the right place.
Don't giggle.
Which was into the side of the patty, so it probed the center.
So 77% did not check the patties the right way. That leaves us with a paltry 14 people who used the thermometer and checked the patties in the right way with it. But of those folks,
only about half cooked the patties to a safe internal temperature of 165 degrees.
So maybe, you know, 7 or 8 people got it totally right out of the 182 who did not see the video. And so Crystal Oconta says it's obvious that many people, as we speak,
could potentially be serving their families food that hasn't been fully cooked and could cause foodborne illness.
In some cases, serious illness. But Crystal's doing her part to reduce that. The mission that Crystal has accepted is that every time somebody she knows has a housewarming or food gathering of some sort,
I give them a food thermometer along with a magnet for endpoint temperatures because, you know, food safety is important. And if I'm eating at their home, I would also like to not get sick.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Anyway, my mission is over. This report will self-destruct right after I say, this is Gary Crawford, or somebody like him, reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thank you for joining us for the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, your true hyperlocal news source.
Grab a copy of today's paper and visit GwinnettDailyPost.com for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the residents of Gwinnett County.
Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyperlocal updates, or ask Alexa or Google Home to play the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast for you.
Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section, or call the podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode.
The Gwinnett Daily Post podcast is produced by BG Ad Group. Amanda Lee, producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved.
Brought to you by Toccoa Falls College in Toccoa Falls, Georgia. For more information on TFC, call 706-886-7299 or visit them online at tfc.edu. That's tfc.edu. Since 1907, TFC, glorifying God through seeking and developing leaders who will impact the world for Jesus Christ.